Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to have our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show with the commanders from the AMVETS, American Legion, and Disabled American Veterans. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
I want to extend my warmest greetings and best wishes to the men and women of the United States Armed Services, their families, and the citizens of Minnesota. There have been many times in history when Americans in uniform spent the holiday season on battlefields or stationed at posts far from home. I know the holidays are especially difficult for those service members who are unable to spend it with their loved ones. These troops sacrifice their holidays so that fellow Americans can safely enjoy theirs. In doing so, they are part of a tradition that dates back to our nation's founding. I hope that all of you who are putting your lives at risk every day for our country feel the pride, the affection, and admiration of your fellow citizens. It is your courage that preserves the freedom we inherited from our forefathers. It is your sacrifice and that of your predecessors in uniform that enable Americans to enjoy a safe and peaceful holiday. To the service members of Minnesota who watch over our nation, I thank you for your service, and I pray for your safe return home. To the families who share their loved ones to defend our great nation, I thank you for your sacrifices and support. Have a safe and happy holiday. God bless you.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said at the opening, this time of year we try to invite in several of the commanders from what's called the Commander's Task Force here in Minnesota, and today we're going to talk to the commanders from AMVETS, Disabled American Veterans, and American Legion. But before I start, I'd like to explain that the Commander's Task Force is made up of 9 veteran service organizations here in Minnesota, including the American Legion, AMVETS, Disabled American Veterans, Jewish War Veterans, Marine Corps League, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Paralyzed Veterans of America, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and Vietnam Veterans of America. And they get together on a monthly basis to talk about legislation up at the Capitol and to coordinate activities. And this time of year, we like to have several of those on the show so we can talk about the holidays here in Minnesota and what all of those great veteran service organizations are doing. And joining me now over the phone is the commander from AMVETS. It's Russ Kunkel. Commander Kunkel, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
Commander, can you tell me a little bit about your military service?
I was an Army veteran. I served from 1972 to 1975 on active duty as a medical corpsman. And then I spent several years with an Army National Guard in an artillery unit, kind of a different change of MOS, but very enjoyable.
And you're calling in today because you live just outside of Black Duck, Minnesota, which is actually north of Bemidji, and I understand you can see Canada from there.
It's a good stone's throw.
A stone's throw, all right.
We're close.
But, Commander, can you tell us a little bit about AMVETS? How many members do you have? Where are the locations? And what's it all about?
Well, AMVETS is a national organization. It was started actually, in December of 1944, a small group of Army vets seemed to be having some trouble with benefits. Seems like that problem doesn't go away. And they organized into the AMVETS, the American Veterans. In 1947, President Truman signed the charter. So it's a nationally chartered organization. And it's open to all veterans that have honorably served, including National Guard, Reserve, and active duty military. It's very active on the East Coast, the Southeast, California. Minnesota is still quite small. We had 19 posts up until about 6 weeks ago. We chartered a new post in Hastings at the Hastings Veterans Hospital, or Veterans Home. We have another one pending in southwestern Minnesota. So hopefully get them on board within the next couple of months.
And Commander Kunkel, how and when did you get involved with the AMVETS?
I had a coworker that he belonged to the AMVETS. And he invited me to a couple of the meetings, and I know a lot of veterans in this area that don't qualify for a veteran service organization, either from their dates of service or they don't qualify to be like the VFW. You have to be, you know, in a war zone. And and I was looking for something for those folks to join. And from there, it just kind of kept growing. And we chartered here in 2009 in Black Duck. We're still small, but we're growing. Hopefully get more posts and more members in the state.
And how did you reach the decision that you wanted to run for department commander of ANVETS?
I don't know that.
Was that one of those volunteered or voluntold things, Russ?
Well, no, I got to be kind of, you know, some friends with some of the commanders, and they just asked me to do more and more, and I guess I just stepped up to the plate when they asked me to.
We're speaking with Russ Kunkel, who is the department commander for AMVETS here in Minnesota on Minnesota Military Radio. And Russ, what's the mission? What's the goal of AMVETS?
Well, there's many different programs, to assist veterans, their families, the communities. Some of the national programs are Special Olympics, Boy Scouts. We have the White Clover sales, like the poppy and the. It's to assist the veterans with, you know, getting them the help and the benefits that they've earned, and helping our communities.
And Russ, now that we're in the holiday season, what type of activities do the AMVETS engage in this time of year?
You know, we don't mandate or ask the local posts to do something, because what works in Rochester isn't going to work in Black Duck or Hibbing, you know. So we just ask that the post do something local, something that would benefit, you know, their local vets, their local communities, their local children's. You know, here in Black Duck, as an example, we donate quite a bit of time and money to the Toys for Kids. It's a high unemployment area, and there's a lot of families that need help with Christmas presents. And, you know, so we try to keep it local. We don't have an actual state program that we ask the post to get involved with.
Russ, we've just got a couple minutes left, but as the department commander for AMVETS, you also are a member of the Commander's Task Force. And can you tell us about that?
I've only been able to attend the very first training session between an injury and some bad weather. I haven't been able to attend the Commander's Task Force. Hopefully now when I'm back up on my feet, I'll be able to attend every month and get a little bit more involved.
Well, we've got the current chair of the Commander's Task Force in the studio with us today, Denise Milton, and she's shaking her head. She wants you to come down and get to those meetings and get to work, Russ.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Russ, if our listeners wanted to learn more about AMVETS, where would they go?
Well, AMVETS.org, which is just AMVETS.org, is our national webpage. Or they can call me personally. My phone number, if you would like it, I'll put that out there.
Is all the information on the website, Russ?
It should all be on that national website, yes. It's very easy to follow your way through there.
So it's amvets.org?
Amvets.org.
All right. Russ, hope you heal up that ankle soon and get to attend some of those Commander's Task Force meetings, and maybe we'll get to meet you when you're in town.
Thank you. Look forward to it, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Have a great holiday, and thanks for calling in today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Russ Kunkel, Department Commander of AMVETS on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to the Commander of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today's show is our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. We've already talked to the commander of AMVETS, and in this segment, we're going to talk to the commander of DAV of Minnesota, and in the next segment, we'll talk to the commander of the American Legion. But joining me now is Mick Aguirre, who is the department commander for DAV, Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota. And Mick, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for inviting me back again, Tom. I appreciate it, and I know the DAV appreciates it very much, having this opportunity.
And how's everything going over at DAV? Last time you were on, we were talking about vans all over the state, and you need volunteer drivers, and you need other volunteers, and you're a busy outfit.
Yeah, we got 30 chapters throughout the state. Right now, we have 19 vans that we support through the county and VA medical centers, and we're looking at purchasing 5 more vans this year to get our total van fleet up to 24 vans spread out throughout the state, and we're looking to expand a little bit more in the southeast and southwest area of the state.
Mick, I heard you dressed up your adjutant, Stephen Whitehead, in a Santa suit, and he's out driving one of those vans today.
That's what I heard. I haven't spotted him, but that's the latest rumor.
We'll have to see if we can put a tracker on him and see where he is, Mick.
Yeah, that would be great. Stephen's a good man, a hard worker, and he runs the show down at the DAV, and he's working. He's the second junior vice for national commander, and hopefully in 3 years he'll be our national commander for the disabled American veterans.
Then you'll probably have to give him a year off, won't you?
Yeah, we'll have to give him some time.
Sometime he's got to do that. Now, Mick, what kind of activities is the DAV of Minnesota up to around the holidays? Anything special?
Well, right now, like on December 25th, we'll do our hospital visitation there at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and we'll go around and pass out the envelopes with $10 bills in them for each one of the patients that we got. I think the wards, it could be a little more, but we're looking at 150 patients at the wards that we visit. And then down in Rochester, our chapter down there, Chapter 28, has a program where they make pillowcases with the different military insignias on them, and they pass them out to the veterans in nursing homes. And they personalize them with the veteran's name and branch of service on them, and the family gets them with the veteran moves on. But it's a real nice memento for the veteran to have a nice pillow with his branch of service and his time. And
Commander, I understand you also do something out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center for the canteen.
Yes, we got a program now where we buy $10 worth of coupon books, and they can use that at the canteen. And it just helps out, you know, when some guys come in and they don't have too much money on them, they can use that to go down and get some socks or T-shirts or some kind of, you know, little items that they might have missed coming in.
We're speaking with Mick Aguirre, the Department Commander of DAV of Minnesota, on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, Mick, you were in the Marines, right?
Yes, Tom. I was in the Marines from 67 to 71, went to Vietnam in 68, 69.
And I understand your family's got a street named after him over in St. Paul.
Yes, my dad had 10 brothers, and 9 of them all served in the different branches of the service. 5 were Marines, 3 were Army, and 2 were in the Air Force. Nobody was in the Navy because they heard stories about it, I guess. And the one uncle that couldn't make it, he had polio. Otherwise, he worked in the bomber plant down at Holman Field. And so the city of St. Paul took it to recognize my grandma and grandpa and all my dad and my uncles, and they named the street over on the east side of Pate Avenue, Gary Avenue.
Now, Mick, you've got a great relationship with the Navy. I know that because that's the guys with boats that haul the Marines around all over the world.
Yeah, they said the Army guys tell us that's the only reason we're on the ships is because the Navy guys need a dancing partners.
Oh, Mick. Mick, this time of year is a happy time for a lot of people, but for some of our veterans, it's a tough time of year if they're living alone. And I know that you had some thoughts that we should remind our listeners that there are many military deployed and stationed overseas during the holidays, and we should thank military members who are serving. We should also recognize that there are family members in our communities who will be without their spouse or loved one who is serving, and it might be a difficult holiday season for those folks. And maybe encourage some of our listeners to reach out to these families and help them get through the holidays. What do you think of that, Mick?
Yeah, Tom, that's a great idea. I mean, the burdens on the families that stay at home is sometimes worse than the guys that are men and women that are deployed, because you're missing your spouse, the kids are missing their mom, dad, and the family life usually does suffer. And if you, anybody knows anybody that there's a deployed family out there, they can make a little special effort to say hello or stop in and maybe drop off something if they think the kids are needing something, or just to show their appreciation to the family. Because when out there, I mean, the people that are deployed are really need the support and goodwill.
Maybe stop by with some cookies and just have a cup of coffee and chat for a while.
That'd be a great time. It doesn't have to take much, and it doesn't have to cost any money. Just to show the people our appreciation for all the dedication that they're doing and supporting their men and women who are deployed.
And they're out there doing a good job so that the rest of us, the 99% who don't serve in the military, can enjoy this wonderful, great country and all the freedoms we have, aren't they?
That's right, and it could last all year round, just not during the holiday season, because their needs are all around the year, and they need it when as long as those people are deployed.
Now, Mick, when you come on, we talk about transportation and the vans, and you need volunteer drivers, and you're always looking for volunteers. You must have just finished up the fall hunting and fishing events, didn't you? How'd that go?
Yes, we just did a hunt, a Texas hog hunt down in Texas. They took four veterans down there, and they did good down there. The deer season went good, and there wasn't they didn't get a lot up there at Camp Ripley. They've done better in different years, and now this in January we're going to take a group of veterans up to Lake of the Woods. For two different trips on the 25th and 27th of January. So our outdoor program is always looking to expand and looking for different ideas. I think woman-to-woman veterans, they said they'd like to go camping, not necessarily fishing or hunting, but they'd just like to be able to get on the outdoors and enjoy life back in Minnesota that they missed while they were deployed.
Now, Mick, your website is davmn.org?
That's right, Tom.
And I know I've been on that site. There's a list of all the activities that the DAV puts on all year long, and there's a place there where they can volunteer to drive vans?
Yes, and we're always looking down. Like I said, we're expanding our fleet, and that we got a national award for doing over 1.7 million miles driven by volunteer drivers of our vans last year. So that's always a high point in our repertoire. So anybody that has time to volunteer, we appreciate any time they could give us. And the vans really come in handy in taking the veterans back and forth for their medical appointments at no cost.
And we didn't know until a couple of years ago that all of those drivers are volunteers. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to be a member of the DAV. You just have to have a clean driver's license and want to help. And as you said, you've got vans all over the state, and it's a program to get our veterans to their medical appointments for free.
That's correct, Tom. And it's one of our programs we do. We got transportation. We have our donation box from Savers. And then we do our service officers do claim files. And then our legislators working with the Commander Task Force and get our legislation up there in front of the legislators. And hopefully we get some good things passed.
Mick, we're just about out of time. I hope you can stay with us. We want to talk a little more about the Commander's Task Force in the fourth segment.
Oh, yeah. I'll stick around.
All right. Well, you stick around. And coming up, we'll be talking to Denise Milton, who is the commander of the American Legion. And we have been visiting with Mick Aguirre, who is the department commander for DAV of Minnesota. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we've been conducting our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show, and in a moment we're going to meet with the department commander from the American Legion. But first it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shalito.
During the holiday season of giving and sharing, we at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs express our heartfelt thanks to our veterans and the men and women in uniform who continue to protect us. This is a wonderful time of the year and another great opportunity to reflect on our mission of caring for veterans and their families. Best wishes for a wonderful holiday season and a new year of health and happiness. The best part of the season is remembering those who make holidays special. Join me as I take a moment to remember the families who are missing a veteran this holiday season. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalitoe. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is the Department Commander from the American Legion here in Minnesota, Denise Milton. Denise, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. Good afternoon to you as well.
Denise, can you tell us a little bit? I understand you served in the Army and the Army Reserve.
That's correct. I joined the regular U.S. Army towards the end of the Vietnam War, served my time in a hospital in Germany for 2.5 years, taking care of our soldiers who were returning from Vietnam. And then I just felt I need to continue serving, so I finished the last almost 27 years in the Army Reserves.
And how did you get involved in running through the chairs of the American Legion?
I started attending meetings at my local post. And once you're a regular and willing to help, you kind of work your way up. As Mick said earlier, I think it was Russ who had said earlier, if you're willing to serve and wanting to serve, there's usually a spot for you, and you do it willingly.
And just a couple of years ago, we had another lady that was the department commander.
That's correct. Peggy Moon was our very first woman commander for the Department of Minnesota.
And we had her in on the show quite a few times. She got pretty comfortable behind that microphone. So you had a good one to follow, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Now, Denise, I understand that in 2015, you won the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary's Award for nursing while you were employed at the Fargo VA Medical Center. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I have been a nurse in one form or another for 45 years. I started out as a candy striper when I was in junior high school.
Wow. Well, good work. And
thank you.
I know that we had orders from your adjutant over there to talk about an article that I saw in the Legionnaire, and I just want to read a little bit of it. Legion Baseball creates a no-tolerance rule for Anthem. At its annual fall meeting in November at North St. Paul Post 39, the Minnesota American Legion Baseball Committee adopted a no-tolerance policy for student-athletes regarding respect for the national anthem. The players will either pay proper respect to the flag during the national anthem or they will not play Legion baseball. Those who cannot or will not meet the organization's expectations for proper flag respect will be removed from the program and not allowed any further participation. I, for one, personally, not this radio show, but personally, I salute you. That's terrific. What do you think of that?
Thank you. I think it's what needs to be done. We should all be proud that we live here in America where we are free. If it weren't for our veterans, we would not be able to be free. Our National Executive Committee, which is the national organization, represents each state in the nation, met at our fall meetings in Indianapolis and passed a resolution in accordance to this, and each department will pick up the reins and do the same.
Well done. We're speaking with Denise Milton, who is the American Legion Department Commander here in Minnesota on Minnesota Military Radio. Denise, I understand you just had an event that was called Shop, Ship, and Share. How did that go?
Amazingly well. This is the 9th year that we have held it. The 4th and 5th District, which is the metro area, began the program. It started out, I believe, at Maplewood Mall, where it is held now. The first year, they sent out 70-some packages. This year, they surpassed over 1,000 packages being sent out to our soldiers, airmen, sailors, Coast Guards, Marines, overseas. It was an amazing job that is done not only by our American Legion family, but members in the community. Being held at the mall for 2 days with the Postal Service as well, we invite the public, and several of them will stop by with packages or even help write out letters to our soldiers overseas. Several youth groups come in and help pack packages. I believe the Boy Scouts donated around $10,000 worth of popcorn for our soldiers overseas. We had an American Heritage Girl program, spent two days with us doing the letters. So it's an amazing program.
I know we announced that event on the show some weeks ago, and we were looking for some donations for postage, and some folks wanted to come out and help, and I'm glad you had a great event.
Yes, it used to be just a local metro area, but it has grown to encompass our entire department, American Legion family. So we have several people that come down for the day or the whole event for as far north as Bemidji.
Now, Denise, can you bring us up to date how many posts you have around Minnesota and how many members? I understand you're the largest veteran service organization.
That's correct. We are the world's largest veterans organization. We are just short of 80,000 here in Minnesota. We have 547 posts in the state. Our goal when we were created almost 100 years ago was to have a Legion post in every community that has a school.
And with that many posts all around the state, there must be just loads of holiday activities going on.
Oh, yes. We have a department level one called Hospitalized Veterans Fund. This is where we ask for donations so that we make sure that every veteran that is in a veterans hospital or a veterans home or in a local hospital or veteran or a nursing home receives a gift for Christmas. Several members of our American Legion family, in particular the auxiliary, has a gift shop at every one of our veterans medical centers and our five state-run veterans homes, so that every veteran that lives in that facility is able to go down there and they can pick out a gift to give to their loved ones, or they can pick out items for themselves that are needed, personal items in particular.
And I understand that a lot of your posts do some holiday gift baskets?
Correct. On the more local level, where it's a little bit easier for us to identify what veterans live alone or not able to get out, we purchase a small basket of fruit, cookies. We put them together as a Legion family, and we deliver them personally to include a visit with them as well.
Denise, sounds like you're having a really busy year as commander.
It is, and I'm loving every moment of it.
And you must be putting on a lot of miles, too.
Oh, yes.
That comes with the job, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Burn up a car, and then you can retire.
Yeah, my husband's already planning on a new car at the end of the year.
Now, did he serve in this position?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he was department commander exactly 20 years ago.
So you knew what you were getting into.
Well, we weren't married.
Oh.
At that time, we actually married just 12 years ago. We met at a national convention, and we got married at a national convention.
Well, he knew what you were getting into.
There, apparently so.
So there couldn't be any surprises there. But you stepped up, and it's a pretty active position, and what a great organization here in Minnesota. And in addition to that, I understand the Commander's Task Force decided that you should be the chair this year.
Yes, I knew about the organization already from previous friends that were on the Commander's Task Force. The only surprise to me was I did not realize I would be emceeing the Veterans Day program for the state. Growing up, I was a very shy person. I did not like speaking publicly. So thanks to the Legion,
well, you're doing
I've improved
a great,
immensely.
You're doing a great job of it today, and we'll have to check into that a little bit. I'll bet Mick Aguirre had something to do with railroading you into the position of chair, but we'll find out when we visit with him in the next segment. We're just about out of time for this segment. Denise, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Commissioner Larry Shelledo from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and Mick Aguirre will be back with us, and we're going to talk about the Commander's Task Force and all the great work they do here in Minnesota. We're speaking with Denise Milton, the American Legion Department Commander, on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today's show is our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show. And joining us for the fourth segment is the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Larry Shelledo. Commissioner, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
And, of course, in this segment, we've got Mick Aguirre, who's the department commander of the DAV in Minnesota. Mick, you still got your microphone on over there?
I'm listening real good, Tom.
And Denise Milton, who's the department commander of the American Legion. Denise, welcome back.
Thank you, Tom.
We've got a short public service announcement that I want to play, and I thought that we'd listen to this and then react to it a little bit. Zach, have you got that ready?
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy.
A covenant that split the skies over Berlin. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A promise was made. A solemn oath that liberated Seoul. A sacred trust that defended Kaesong. A pact that dug in Da Nang. A contract that weathered Tet. A promise was made. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. A bond that patrolled door to door in Fallujah. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. A promise we all must keep. DAV fights for all veterans and their families so they get the health care, financial benefits, and support they earn. If you're a veteran who needs help or you'd like to help us keep the promise, visit DAV.org.
Commissioner, the Commander's Task Force here in Minnesota is made up of 9 federally chartered veteran service organizations, including American Legion, AMVETS, Disabled American Veterans, Jewish War Veterans, Marine Corps League, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Paralyzed Veterans of America, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and Vietnam Veterans of America. And they are all involved, as are you, as Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, in taking care of our veterans and keeping that promise.
Yes. I affectionately refer to them as my board of directors. They give me the guidance and so forth, and they actually are the ones that do the groundwork to make sure things happen all across the state of Minnesota.
And they meet on a regular basis?
Yes, we meet monthly. And as you know, we have the commander of the Commander's Task Force here. And we just, my staff works with them, gets their guidance as to what they want, and then we then hopefully put that into legislative language. And in some cases, too, when we can't work with the legislature on an agency basis, somehow the communities step forward and the veterans step forward, and we do get their attention. So we've been very, very fortunate. So it's a team effort.
And the team effort is done under the auspices of the Commander's Task Force, which is the commanders of those 9 veteran service organizations, where they get together and combine their membership when they go up to the state legislature to talk to our legislators about some of the issues that are important to our veterans. And Denise, we talked in the last segment that Mick and I think maybe the AMVETS commander got together and railroaded you into being chairman of the Commander's Task Force this year. And were you up for that mission?
Yes, they may have, but I was pretty excited about it. I actually wanted to do it, so I went around asking for their support as well.
So you were a good volunteer.
Yep, I was excited about it. Still am.
So the mission of the Commander's Task Force, can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, even though there's 9 separate veteran service organizations, we're all ultimately there for the same goal, making sure that the benefits for our veterans all of our veterans get the benefits that they so well deserve. So we're all on the same page, even though we work for separate organizations.
And this mission really goes back many, many decades, many, many years, because after World War II, there were a lot of legislators and a lot of Congress folks that were veterans, and they started passing some legislation to take care of our service members back there and back then. And since then, the Korean War veterans, the Vietnam veterans, now the current veterans, kind of standing on their shoulders, and we're all kind of trying to take care of our service members and their families as we go forward.
Correct, yes. Of course, we have less and less veterans that are actually in Congress. It wasn't like after World War II, where we had numerous senators, congressmen, representatives that were veterans. We don't see that so much anymore. Here in Minnesota, we're very fortunate.
We've got some great folks over there in Minnesota.
Yes, we do.
But I think you're right. I read in the Congress we have fewer veterans now than at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes the job just a little more difficult.
Yes, it does. But just have to make sure that they know that we mean business.
And Mick, how do you feel about being a member of the Commander's Task Force and working with your chair lady, Denise Milton, over here, and the commissioner?
Well, I don't think we railroaded Denise. She just stood out as a natural leader, and she was nominated and passed on the first ballot. So we knew her leadership, and we're well aware of that. And it's just been a great experience working with Commissioner Shalito and Denise and all the other commanders. the wealth of knowledge from the different organizations is just tremendous. And the people that come there and give us advice on the legislators that we should look at and the different issues is just overwhelming. I really learned a lot, and I'm learning every day and every month that we meet that we're all different names, but like Denise mentioned, we all have the same purpose. We got to fulfill our promises to the men and women who served and their families and the spouses to make sure they get the benefits and anything that they need.
And Denise, it's mid-December and it's the holiday season, and that means right around the corner, the legislature is probably going to get fired up again.
Oh, yes.
Are you getting ready for them?
Yes, we are. And I, at this time, would like to thank the employees at the MNDVA because without their help, and the majority of them are veterans as well, so they're very much aware of what veterans go through as well as their families. So I want to personally thank all of Commissioner Shelton's employees. Staff.
Commissioner, you've got a pretty good team over there, don't you?
It's excellent team. Excellent team.
And we have them on talking about the homes and about the programs and services and all of the things you're doing to take care of some 370,000 veterans all over Minnesota. And you've got a legislative director that helps brief the Commander's Task Force as well, don't you?
That's correct. Yeah, and there's an old saying, everything connects to everything. And also another saying is all politics is local. So we rely on our veteran service organizations that are in all the communities and so forth to be our ground truth, give us the input of what's needed out there, but also to keep the community fully aware of what's happening and what needs to happen. And so there, in many, many communities, it's the veteran service organization is that the ability to get things done leader in doing a lot of things. I remember my young days, it was the Korean veterans that were in education that were teaching me us at the schools and also were coaching the football team and the discipline that they taught. So it's everything connects to everything. I just believe that so strongly.
This is our annual Commander's Task Force Christmas show on Minnesota Military Radio, and we're sharing the studio today with Commissioner Larry Shelton, the American Legion Department Commander Denise Milton, and the DAV Minnesota Commander. What's your name over there? Mick Aguirre.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise, I want to come back to you. The legislature is coming up in session, and one of the things that that we've done for the 6 years we've been on the air is we like to have a show that we talk about the legislative priorities that the Commander's Task Force comes up with for the legislature each year prior to what's called Vets Day on the Hill. Now, you and your team, your fellow commanders must be working on those priorities already.
Yes, we have been since September. Before I came on board, they already had some priorities in place, and we reviewed them again for this coming year. One of them is the property tax-free for the veteran, the sunset law. If he should die or she should die, the spouse would be able to remain using that. And another one is our admission to state parks and the hunting and fishing licenses. We're trying to expand on some of those as well.
And Commissioner, I know one of the things that you take care of at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs are the veterans' homes.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked in the past about the bridge that's closed out of the Minneapolis Veterans Home. And right now there's only one way in and out. And when they have their marathons and things in the summertime or if they have special events, it's kind of dangerous, hard to get in and out of there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the major concern we have for primary or major construction items is that bridge, getting it repaired. It's got some fractures in the pillars, so they closed it. It's locked down, and in fact, the complaints are that family members have to wait while the marathon is running, so they have to sit in their car on a hot, sunny day for 2 hours while the runners go by. So
just can't get in and out of the property at all.
They're not happy, let's put it that way.
Well, I hope that's one thing that we can find someone to take ownership of and bring up to the Capitol this year and see if we can't get that repaired. Mick, have you got anything special that you've contributed towards the legislative review for this year?
We're looking at it. We're coordinating our legislator with Representative Detmer, who's in charge of the Veterans Service Committee, and he's done a good job for us in the past years, and we're looking forward to working with them again. They brought up the two main ones, or the three ones that we were working on, and there's a couple of different ones where you're just trying to finalize the proper wording to put it in the legislative bundle.
And on this show, we'll put out some notices, and we'll make sure that all our listeners find out about Veterans Day on the Hill, so that's their opportunity to go over to St. Paul and go up there and get together and visit with all our state legislators and talk about the issues of the day. And so, Denise, I hope you're going to do a pamphlet this year like they do in years past?
Yes. We've already planned on the dates and times when we're inviting them over for our little open house and organizing our priorities.
Commissioner, it looks to me we've had all of the commanders from these organizations on the radio already this year. It looks like you've got a pretty good board of directors this year.
I'm loving it. I'm just loving it. It's autopilot.
Mick, we're down to 1 minute. Any final thoughts on the holiday season for our listeners?
I'd just like to say thank you for all the commissioner and the commanders and the task force and you and your broadcast family, and wish everybody God bless, Merry Christmas, and have a happy and safe New Year, and thank all the veterans and their spouses and everybody that's in the military. We just don't show enough appreciation year-round.
And Mick, we got to say Merry Christmas to the Marines, too. I know I pick on you a little bit, but who you got to pick on a Marine, don't you, Mick?
You got to Semper Fi who.
Thanks, Mick. Denise, any final thoughts for our listeners?
I just want to say wish everyone a Merry Christmas, all of our veterans, their families, everyone who lives here freely in America. God bless us all. Thank you.
Commissioner, you get the last 10 seconds.
To everyone, thank you, and thank you for valuing the veterans of Minnesota and our country.
Thank you, sir. That was Commissioner Larry Shelato and two of our Veterans Service Organization commanders, Denise Milton from American Legion and Mick Aguirre from DAV of Minnesota on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, AMVETS Commander Russ Kunkel, DAV Minnesota Commander Mick Aguirre, American Legion Department Commander Denise Milton, Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week for our annual Chaplain's Christmas Show, which should be a great event. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.